9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 725, 38 degrees on our way to a 55-degree midwinter day here in East Central Kansas. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line. We're going to get unbound this morning, Chuck. We have Michelle Duffy, who is Associate Marketing Director, and Treva Worrell, Athlete Services Manager with Unbound Gravel, with us here this morning. Michelle, how are you?
I am fantastic on this early morning. How are you guys?
Hey, doing good. Treva, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. We're here to talk specifically about the lottery process, which is underway here for, I think, a couple of weeks, and also get other updates here with Unbound activities coming up here in late May and early June. And Treva, let's go ahead and get started and talk about, I guess, really status report on how the lottery process is going so far.
Wow. The numbers are awesome. We are actually, we've got another few days to go. We close it out on the 18th of January. And we hit the ground running. We are actually looking at kind of a record this year for just countries. I mean, I know we'll give more of the stats after we pull the lottery and do the random selection, but we'll just kind of give you a teaser on the countries. We're actually at 45, and I know in the past we haven't been that high. Obviously, we have all of the states represented so far that we can tell, and if anyone out there needs, they're still not sure, get in there and get signed up. Everyone does kind of know that we do give special preference to Emporia local people, so there's no reason that you shouldn't be entering that lottery.
Okay, so the lottery is underway, what, until next Tuesday, Treva?
Yep, the 18th.
Okay. So, Michelle, obviously people are hankering to get here and crush some gravel, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so the numbers look very good then, Michelle?
Yeah, we're super stoked. We always joke that it's a trade secret on what that final number is, but we can say the lottery is super healthy. We could have more than one Unbound Gravel if we wanted to come June.
Treva, I wanted to ask you about, you know, I guess the flow of the traffic that you've seen through the lottery online, unboundgravel.com, because obviously in years past, before the lottery setup came into play, you had that mass of people that were trying to get in the first, 15 seconds of open window, here you go, and basically the floodgates open. Are you still seeing kind of a hard spike, or did you see the hard spike at the beginning, or has it been, or have you seen other spikes here throughout the course of the lottery process?
Well, it's really funny. We still have people that feel, I mean, they set their alarm clock to it. They know that on that time when it opens, they're going to go in there and enter their name. So we had, I think, over 2,000 just on that first day. People were ready to go. I think they still have that feeling that if they're the first to get in, throw their name in, that we know that and the system will pick them right away. People still love that registration opening feeling of being able to be the first one to get in. So yes. And then we also see spikes when, of course, our lovely marketing team, they do a really good job when they start promoting it. We'll see spikes that way. But it is funny how fast and how quickly how people get there and they're upset. Like, they'll let us know. They'll be like, well, I was there.
Why?
Of course, you have the stragglers too, right? So we have a huge spike on the day it opens from everyone that doesn't want to forget over the course of 2 weeks. And then we see this huge spike again on the last day because everyone did forget for 2 weeks, and they're like, oh, shoot, I'm missing my name in there.
Now, is this lottery, is the lottery, Michelle, for the 200, 100, 50, and 25?
Yes. The 25 is more of like an open registration as well as juniors, but it's a lottery for all of our unbound distances apart from juniors.
So, Treva, how many riders are you going to be accepting, like, in your 200? Do you have a cap on that?
We do. Michelle and I actually haven't talked about that. I'll let her answer that question.
Okay, Michelle, to you.
Sorry.
Well, the 200 will continue to be our biggest event, and I think we're looking at having close to 4,000 athletes come race day. The 200, we're looking at hopefully around 1,200 people on the start line. So we take a little bit more than that just because we know that people are going to get injured, not be able to make the event, not train and defer into the following year. But we expect around 200 participants this year.
Over 4,000 riders all told. My goodness gracious. And
so, Ron, are you entering the 200 this year?
I'm working on it. I'm one of the stragglers that Michelle was referring to.
Yeah. Well, you have time.
I heard Ron was doing the XL, so.
Oh.
Yeah, us.
That mountain of what that XL is, XL this year, hasn't it, Michelle? Is that 350 now?
Oh, yeah, and it'll be our biggest XL field as well.
So what kind of numbers are you looking at there?
We are hoping to have around 140 people take on the XL this year. So a little bit of an increase year over year. We've seen that the interest for that event grow year by year, and we have a few Emporians in that event, so we're really excited to see how they fare.
Yeah, and that lottery is closed. I don't know if we've talked about that a little bit on the prior calls, but yes, that one is full.
For folks here, Treva, that haven't gotten registered yet, and they could well be part of that last-second push here, what's on the lottery application, and what information do they need to have ready for them to make their process as smooth as possible?
Well, most of our riders would already have, like, a profile for Run Sign Up, but it's super fast. I mean, you just go in, like, pretty much any other registration, your name, and it just asks you, like, what information, like, say, what category you want to ride. Super fast. It's nothing that's not asking for your blood type or anything, but, yeah, it doesn't take that long, and I get so many emails afterwards, like, oh, shoot, I forgot. I got, you know, and I'm like, I'm sorry. You need to get entered into the lottery now.
Well, my, oh, my, what a story this has all been, starting, what, back, I think, in 2006 with 34 riders and has now morphed into 4,000-plus, 50 states representative. Treva, I think you said over 40 countries now this year, so.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible stuff that happens right here at the gravel grinding capital of the world, Emporia, Kansas. It is certainly exciting. So Unbound Weekend, Saturday, June 4th. But things happened prior to that. I know you're looking for Treva, a big expo again this year?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be full this year. This is pretty exciting. I mean, we all know, you know, with COVID and everything, and 2020 was kind of just really put us in. But when we were leading up to 2020, we were super stoked. And I kind of feel like last year we were just kind of getting back into it. This year we're wanting to, like, rebuild it to where it should have been back in 2020. So, yeah, we definitely have a full expo. There's going to be so many activities that whole weekend for everyone to do.
Only are we full expo, but we're expanding it a whole additional block. So this year it'll stretch the 600 block.
Boy, I was going to ask about what some of the different activities that are coming in, but that's big in and of itself that you're adding another block. Clearly, there's going to be a huge presence here from vendors and across the spectrum here coming up here. Treva, I wanted to ask you. You mentioned here about COVID policies here that are, you know, or at least, you know, COVID putting 2020 in, you know, kind of on hold, 2021 having to take some extra measures, and we've got the spike now. What is the game plan right now, at least for COVID, based on how things are standing here this week?
We are actually still in the same as we were last year. I don't know, Michelle, you can speak on this too, but last year, you know, during the start line, we did suggest masks I would imagine if this still continues, that would be the same. I don't know. I don't want to overspeak, but I'll let Michelle answer if they have been talking about any changes at this time for 2022.
All right, Michelle, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think we're trying to evaluate each event by event, and we're hoping that what happened last year happens again, right? So we're in a little bit of a sit and wait position, and obviously we want to make sure that the community is healthy and the participants are healthy, but really, really hopeful that we're going to round a corner here. And so we'll evaluate that in another month or so.
Well,
it's just great that our event is outside. That helps so much.
Unbound Gravel, it's the first weekend after the Memorial Day weekend. That big Saturday is June the 4th, but activities will be happening virtually all week, really, leading up to, you know, the big race day. The 350 takes off on Friday again, Michelle, is that correct?
That's correct.
The 3rd, okay.
And they're back on Saturday.
All right, Michelle Treva, thank you so much for all you're doing. We always appreciate your time, and hopefully the late stragglers have a little good fortune on their side. So they can get in, because the lottery date ends January 18th, and Treva, then selection announcement day is when?
The 26th of January.
A lot of folks are waiting.
Okay.
I'll be ready to call out your name there, Ron.
All right, let me know. Give me the heads up, okay?
Okay.
Treva, Michelle, thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Always good to talk to you. Michelle Duffy, who is Associate Marketing Director, and Treva Worrell, the Athlete Services Manager for Unbound Gravel. Lottery windows open until January 18th, and then the big selection day, Chuck, January 26th.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slot every 7:15 weekday morning, just call us, 620-342-1400, or email kvwe@kvwe.com. Monday, we'll be chatting with RSVP volunteers. It's the MLK Day of Service. We talked about the project a few weeks back. We'll get an update on the special RSVP project coming up Monday morning at 7:15.
All right, our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House, 737, 38 degrees, weather next.
This is Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. During open enrollment, I want to remind you that no matter what type of health insurance you are buying, please remember to check your provider network before picking a plan. By making sure your provider is in-network, you protect yourself from surprises down the road. Provider networks can be complex, so check with your agent or HR professional if you have questions on how to find plan networks before picking a plan.
Mark Schaefer here at John North Ford Nissan, wishing everybody a happy new year. Getting some nice trade-ins of trucks, cars, and SUVs from customers that ordered their vehicles this fall. Still, the best way to get the new vehicle you're looking for is to order and get exactly the color and options that you want. If you're looking for a truck, car, or SUV, come out and see Mark at John North Ford Nissan.
You've got questions when it comes to vehicle maintenance. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? Where can I take it? And what will it cost? That's easy. Just take your vehicle to Floyd's Incorporated. As far as cost goes, well, that depends. But Floyd's will give you a true estimate and perform no work without your approval. Floyd's has all the necessary equipment and a highly trained staff of experts to make sure the job is done correctly, on time, and is true to the price you were quoted. Floyd's Incorporated, 1221 Industrial in Emporia.
KVOE live at local, 738, cloud cover 38 degrees. TV 13 meteorologist Thomas Schmitz in with the weather. And we do have some winter going to be coming in here before too very long. Weather this morning, a service of Gray's Drugs, your full-service drug store in downtown Emporia.
Temperatures this morning are mild once again, and temperatures this afternoon will also be mild in the mid-50s. Under cloudy skies, though, with winds from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now, we've been talking about it for a while now. The rain and the snow and some freezing rain moves in late this evening, really Friday night. Looking at the rain beginning to move in, the rain will begin to transition to snow around midnight, and then it's all snow after that. 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible for many parts of northeastern Kansas, farther off towards central Kansas, looking at maybe an inch or two at best. out of that. But something we're all going to see are the cold temperatures moving in. As tonight, we're supposed to get down to the teens and 20s. And for your Saturday, the snow should end by about mid-morning, with temperatures Saturday afternoon being in the mid-20s. Winds will also be a little breezy on Saturday, so wind chills will also be a concern, likely being in the single digits. From the 13 News First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Thomas Schmidt for KVOE.
Looking for relief from sleeplessness, anxiety, and daily aches?